USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In a historic vote that fell along party lines, the House Judiciary Committee approves articles of impeachment against President Trump. The mood in the hearing room was somber as the 40 lawmakers cast their votes.
Aye. Aye.
My vote is no.
The first vote on Article 1, Abuse of Power.
Mr. Chairman, there are 23 ayes and 17 noes.
The outcome was identical for Article 2.
No. Ah.
Obstruction of Congress.
The article is agreed to.
The charges are similar to those the committee passed during President Nixon's impeachment process in 1974. The measures will likely be voted on by the full House on Wednesday. It would then go to a Senate trial, but the Senate majority is Republican, and they say they'll support President Trump. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
There's now details of more Democratic debates coming early in the new year. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The DNC says the seventh in a series of 12 planned debates will take place on January 14th in Des Moines, Iowa, hosted by CNN in partnership with the Des Moines Register. On February 7th, ABC News, in partnership with ABC's New Hampshire affiliate WMUR-TV and Apple News, will hold the first debate after the voting begins in Manchester. There'll be another debate on February 19th. That one will be hosted by NBC News and MSNBC in partnership with the Nevada Independent. That will be in Las Vegas. And CBS News and the Congressional Black Caucus Institute will co-host a Democratic primary debate on February 25th in Charleston, South Carolina. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Popular Science is out with the 2019 Best of What's New Award winners, featuring 100 products and technologies that represent the most significant advancements in their categories. John Clemens reports.
Corinne Iozio, who is the executive editor of Popular Science, tells us the awards, now in its 32nd year, celebrate the items that make our lives simpler, smarter, and better, like the Impossible Burger.
What's essentially a grain or plant-based burger that acts exactly or very, very close to what you would expect from a normal beef-based burger.
The Impossible Burger 2.0 is only one on the list that was compiled by Popular Science.
Even when you cut it, it bleeds because the company has been able to replicate a version of the same molecule that gives red meat its color.
I'm John Clemens.
The Supreme Court has agreed to hear three cases involving investigations seeking President Trump's financial and tax records. Trump is the first president in about four decades to decline to release his tax returns to the public and has fought a number of legal battles to keep the documents private. One of the cases involves a Manhattan investigation by District Attorney Cyrus, who is seeking 8 years of Trump's New York State tax returns. He's seeking the documents as part of his probe into hush money payments he says the president paid to two women to keep news of their extramarital affairs secret. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.